Welcome to Peace by Believing with John Redmond, Associate Pastor of First Baptist Church in Pasadena, Texas. On Easter morning, everything changed. As Christians, we know that the resurrection of Jesus changes the eternity of those who choose to follow Him as their Lord and Savior. Today, our senior pastor, Dr. Charles Redmond, shows us in the Bible the difference the resurrection makes now.
If you'll take your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, I want to read just a few verses, and then we'll take those verses and use them as we move into what God's put on my heart to share today. Matthew chapter 28. It's interesting. The resurrection story is told in each of the four Gospels, Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, and John chapter 20. And each sheds a little different light. But look with me in Matthew chapter 28. The Bible says, verse 1, early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell as a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where the body was lying, and now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I've told you." God, you put on my heart what I'm going to share this morning. But Lord, above everything, I pray today that we will celebrate this day, but not only celebrate it, but as in a moment, look at what difference Easter really makes to our life here and now. We'll mention briefly about the difference the resurrection makes, God, in eternity. But in addition to that, and perhaps, God, little do we think about the real difference that the resurrection of Jesus Christ makes to our life, where we live in this time. Bless these moments together. Thank you for the empty tomb in Jerusalem, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And all the people said, amen to that. You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event in the history of the entire world. That's a huge statement. But I make that statement and believe it to be true for two reasons. Because number one, the difference the resurrection makes in eternity. And number two, the difference the resurrection makes now, where we live in real life at this moment. And that's what I want you to think with me about today. And so if you're taking little notes in the space in the bulletin, you might just write the word eternity. We're going to talk just for a moment about the difference the resurrection makes in eternity. But then we're going to shift gears very quickly and talk about the difference the resurrection makes now. So you might just jot down the words eternity and now. Let's begin with the difference the resurrection makes in eternity. Well, one of the differences the resurrection makes in eternity, and we all know this, and we've heard it all week as people have talked about Easter and the resurrection, is one difference is there is spiritual life after physical death. You remember those words that Mary spoke? They're beautiful words where Jesus said to Mary, rather, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And that is a very wonderful thing to know. For many of you today have loved ones that have preceded you. All of us do. And to know today that even though they have experienced physical death, the fact of the matter is they're more alive than they've ever been. And what a blessed, wonderful truth that is. Another difference is that in eternity, And eternity begins at the moment we die physically. We're not now living in eternity, but we will live in eternity when we physically die. And here's the difference the resurrection makes. We will live and enjoy our transformed bodies. And I want you to turn with me in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, one of the great chapters on the resurrection. And just think about this. One day, you are going to have a new body, and you're going to live in that body for all eternity. And you're not only going to live in it, you're going to enjoy it. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's look in verse 35. It says, but someone may ask. Now, the Apostle Paul is writing, and he says, someone may ask, how will the dead be raised? Or they may ask, what kind of bodies will they have? You ever wonder about that? Well, how's your resurrected body going to be? Well, let's read on. He said, what a foolish question. When you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't grow into the plant unless it dies first. And what you put in the ground is not the plant that will grow, but only a bare seed of the wheat or whatever you plant. Then God gives it new body he wants it to have. A different plant grows from each kind of seed. Similarly, there are different kinds of flesh. One for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are also bodies in heavens. Now, if you have the New King James, it talks about the celestial bodies and the terrestrial bodies. Well, here's what it's talking about. There are bodies in heavens and there are bodies on earth. The glory of the heavenly bodies is different from the glory of the earthly bodies. The sun has one kind of glory, while the moons and stars each have another kind. And even the stars differ from each other in their glory. Now look in verse 42. It is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised, watch this, to live forever. Here's one big difference in our resurrected body. They're going to live forever, ever. There's no end to it. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies. You see, we're going to enjoy our transformed bodies. There'll be no pain anywhere. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no illness. There'll be no any of that. All of the things that we wrestle with in this life, they will be transformed, and we will live and enjoy our new resurrected bodies. And that is one of the differences the resurrection makes in eternity. But now let's shift gears and think about where we live here now. What difference will the resurrection make, and does the resurrection make to our life now? Well, one is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we celebrate today, listen to this, we can live our life without the fear of death. Sometimes in the humanness of each of us, the thought runs through our mind about the fear of death. Some people are horrified of dying. Yet, if Jesus tarries, all of us one day physically will die. But in the meantime, we can live without the fear of death. Those words Jesus spoke, he said, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Our earthly bodies will die, no doubt of that. But we live in these bodies, like we live in the tent. And one day we'll come out of the tent and we'll go to be with God in heaven and live in the house that he has prepared for us. And all that is true because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you another difference the resurrection makes now in our lives. We can completely trust every promise Jesus ever made. Now think about this. The most amazing promise Jesus ever made was that on the third day, he would come out of that tomb and be alive. And here's the wonderful thing about that. He did exactly what he said. He made the promise and he kept the promise. And it is a glorious, wonderful thing. And so as we live our lives now and as we read in the Bible and see all these promises of God, sometimes we think, well, you know, I know Jesus promised this and Jesus promised that, but it's not working out. Just know this, you can completely trust every promise. It will work out in God's timing and in God's way. But then, and here's what God put on my heart so strongly that we might want to think about today. It's another difference that the resurrection of Jesus Christ makes in our life now. And here's what it is. Because of his resurrection, now listen carefully, we have the same power living in us that raised Jesus from death back to life. If you are a Christian, the moment we invite the Lord Jesus to come into our heart, ask him to forgive us of our sins and make us a Christian, the Bible's very clear. The Holy Spirit of God comes to live in us. And so, as we go through all these struggles in life, whatever they may be, illness, sickness, pain, suffering, sorrow, disappointment, and the list just goes on and on. Remember this, all of them have an expiration date. It's just like we look maybe at a bottle of medicine to see what is the expiration date. Well, all these things we go through in this life, and Jesus himself said, in this world, you will have tribulations. You're going to have issues. You're going to have things. We all do. We all do. But all of them have an expiration date, and that expiration date is the date of our physical death. You say, okay, but from right now until whenever that is, how does the resurrection of Jesus apply to me? Here's how it applies. Listen carefully. You have the same power living in you to help you through all the things you go through in this life until that time of the expiration date comes. Now, if you think about that just a moment, it's really a very exciting thing to think about. Turn with me over in the book, turn back in the book of Romans in chapter number 8. I want to show you a verse. In Romans chapter number 8, in verse number 11, the Bible says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Now you think about that. The Spirit of God that had the power to raise Jesus from the dead lives in you, lives in me. Now look what else the verse goes on to say. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. That's a must remember verse in the Bible. So very clear, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. Now, one other verse. Turn your Bible, if you will, to the book of Ephesians. Let's go to the book of Ephesians very quickly in chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And look with me, if you will, in verse number 19. The Apostle Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he said, this is something I'm praying. I also pray that you will understand. Now, we've just read in Romans what we have living within us. And he said, here I'm praying that you understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. And so, one of the differences that the resurrection makes in our life now, and some weeks ago God put on my heart something I'd never really connected, is that that same power that brought Jesus back to life lives inside of me to do what? To help me and strengthen me to help you and strengthen you as you journey through all these things that we journey through in life. It's an old but true saying, hardly any pew in any church anywhere does not have at least one person on that pew with a broken heart. That's so true. And I would say it'd be more than one person. There are all kind of broken hearts in life. Jesus said it would be that way. But then God gives us that power that lives within us, that strengthens us and empowers us and energizes us to get through whatever comes in life. Now, you know, as you think about that, I thought, now, some sort of way I need to illustrate that. And I'm going to do it in this way. If you're good ways from me, maybe you can see in my hand, I'm holding a glove. This is a glove. And I'm going to use this glove to illustrate the truth that I think is the most blessed thing we're looking this morning, that we have living within us the same power that raised Jesus from the dead back to life. Now, this glove, we must think about, first of all, this glove as it is can do nothing. I mean, here is the glove, but the glove can't do anything. Zero. But if I put my hand in the glove and fit all my fingers and feel every finger in the glove, get it pulled up good and tight, every finger filled, then the fact of the matter is now my glove can do many things. Now, think of it this way. We're the glove. And our hand and our fingers, they kind of, in this illustration, represent the Holy Spirit. And the fact of the matter is, if we get every finger filled in the glove, then the glove can do many things. And that is the way it is in our life. You know, if the problem is, we know all this, and someone says, I believe everything you're saying this morning, but I don't experience this power in my life. Things come, and I try the best I can to handle those things, but then I hear about this power, but I want to experience this power. Here's the key. Every, quote, if you please, finger in our life has to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if there's an area in your life where you're grieving the Holy Spirit, or whether you're maybe quenching the Holy Spirit, if there's something in your life as a Christian or mine that the Bible clearly says is sin, then the deal is every finger will not be full. It'll not be filled. And so this morning on Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday morning, let's think of it this way. Do you feel like in your life that you experience the power that raised Christ on Easter Sunday morning operating in your life? And when these bad things come, these things we had hoped would never happen, do you find that there really is something in you that is strengthening you and empowering you to do what you know the Bible teaches that you only can do through Him? And if you say, well, you know, I believe I do have the Holy Spirit of God living in me. The Bible teaches that the same Spirit that raised Christ from death to life, every believer has that in him. I believe that, but I'm not experiencing that. Then I would just say to you this morning, at this moment, that there's some errors in your life, maybe one, maybe more, that the truth is every finger is not filled. every finger is not filled. So I want us to bow this morning. We are first just dealing with Christians. We're dealing with Christians, with those of us who've trusted Jesus. And it's a wonderful thing. And in my own journey, it seems like it's their experiences. There are those times in my life that I just feel that I have the power of God operating, helping me through things that I realize without Him, I wouldn't be able to do very well at all. We have those times. And then we have these other times that they're kind of like dry times. This morning, I'm asking you, Christian people, those who've trusted Jesus, to just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Be honest with yourself this morning. It may be an area of doubt. It may be not something bad you've done. It just may be that, you know, you read God's promises and you say, well, I know, but, you know, I don't see this happen. Next thing you know, our faith begins to wobble and grow weak, and we just are not experiencing what we know and what we hear we can't experience. So this morning, ask God to show you any area, and then ask God to help you. If your faith is weak in some area, look, ask God to help you, to give you strength and expand your faith, to trust Him in whatever area you may be struggling even now. And while Christians are praying that, others this morning would say, well, you know what? I'm really not sure there's ever been a time in my life where I've placed my faith and trust in Jesus. I believed in God. I do believe in God. But I don't know that I really could say that if I died this week, then I'm 100% sure I'd go to heaven. There's no morning better than Easter Sunday morning to say, I'm going to settle that. So this morning, if you would say, I'm not 100% sure, I'm going to lead you in a moment in a prayer. And this prayer will settle your salvation. And you'll then know you have the Holy Spirit of God living in you. And then daily, if you just will fill every finger of your life with His Holy Spirit, you're going to find that the resurrection means so much to your life now. So with our heads bowed and hearts open to the Lord, if you're not sure this morning that when you die physically, and you will, that you'll go to heaven, if you feel God's Spirit leading you in your heart, would you pray a prayer with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I want to be certain and know that when I die physically, I'm going to slip out of this earthly body. I'm going to spend eternity with You, God. I want to know I'm going to live in my transformed spiritual body. And so, God, if I've never done so, this morning, I'm asking You to forgive me of my sins. Come to my heart. Make me a Christian. I trust You, Jesus, to save me. Now, Lord, now that the Holy Spirit is living in me, I'm asking You, God, to help me every day of my life to fill every finger with Thy Spirit. Now, Lord, help me, God, to not be ashamed that I'm a Christian. Instead, God, help me to be glad. And I pray even this morning, God, heaven looking, that I'll take my stand for You. And I pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. For those of you who have prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior today, please let us know about your new life in Christ by sending an email to info@peacebybelieving.org or by giving us a call at 1-800-337-0157. If you are a new believer in Jesus, we encourage you to get plugged into a strong Bible-believing church in your area and to tell your friends and family about how Jesus has changed your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you being with us on the next Peace by Believing with John Redmond.